So I'm sure none of you have forgotten the name Joran Vandersloot. I haven't. He doesn't like it when he's called Sloot, but anyway. Apparently he's been moved to another prison after he's threatened to kill the jail warden of the prison that he was in. Vandersloot, the 27-year-old Dutchman who was the prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, as we all know, has been transferred to a remote icy penitentiary in southern Peru. I'm not sure why southern Peru is icy, but anyway, Vandersloot was convicted in the 2010 murder of a Peruvian student, Stephanie Flores, allegedly started a fight with another inmate in the Lima prison where he was serving his 28-year term. Peruvian authorities say he threatened to kill the warden of the prison. After that, that's unlike Joran. I'm surprised he just didn't kill him. No, I shouldn't say that. Anyway, he has been transferred to the Chelapesia, I don't know what it's called, penitentiary, located in the Andean department of Puno, which sits more than 12,500 feet, where the temperatures range between minus 4 to 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Vandersloot, who married his Peruvian girlfriend in a prison ceremony last month, is set to be a father in September. Oh my God, poor kid. A fact his lawyer is using to reconsider, to making a plan to for them to reconsider the move, because he's a dad. Oh, well, too bad. The son of a judge, I'll say that again real fast, the son of a judge who was serving in Aruba, well, he wasn't really a judge, but anyway, Vandersloot was the last person who was seen with Natalie Holloway, who vanished while on a graduation trip to the Caribbean island. Of course, we all know the story behind that. Anyway, it looks like Joran's in trouble again. This time he threatened to kill the warden. Hopefully this prison that he's sent to is a little tougher than the one he's been in, because if he's able to be a father and get married and have all these perks, it's time that Joran Vandersloot finally finds out what prison is really like. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.